Hey, everybody, here we are. I'm looking around. What's going on? You can see it in the background. It is time for another Home of Economy podcast. Scott Pearson is here with me today. Biola's here today, too. How are you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you? I
almost didn't recognize you when you walked in.
Yes, I took my disguise off.
Yeah, you're like an undercover agent or something. It's like, okay, what's Scott going to look like this week? See, it's weird because I've always wanted to have a big beard. I can't. I'm 58 years old. I can't grow one. I have tried and tried and tried. How long did it take you to get all that facial hair?
Well, yeah, that one was about 2 years.
2 years. And do you feel like, I don't know, are you rejuvenated now? Do you feel completely different? Probably with this weather, you probably feel cold.
No. It doesn't change that, but it was kind of fun to have. I took it off, we'll go for Dumbledore next time.
Give me 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, winter is, okay, it's spring, right? Yeah, they're saying it's spring. Man, are we ever going to get spring? Is it ever going to get nice?
Yeah, there's no stopping it, but I'm going snowmobiling this weekend.
So, are you?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Lake of the Woods.
Yeah, jeepers.
Yeah, it's been a great year for it.
Yeah, and I think even the trails closed this weekend. I know in North Dakota they do. I'm not sure about Minnesota, but not too often are we hitting April when you can still get out on the sleds, unless you're going up to like Lake of the Woods or something. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
The way that works is that the trails that are on private land, those, the agreement that the state has with the landowners ends March 31st.
Okay.
As of April 1st, the grant in aid trails that cross private land are closed. Ditches and lakes and public land are still open as long as there's adequate snow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that either. And they're talking, well, it was supposed to snow today. Now they're saying probably not, but I think we got another round coming next week. They're talking it could be another 3, 4, 5 inches.
That's what I hear.
You might be snowmobiling until June.
Might be, yeah.
You know,
yeah. It's getting to be time to start having spring.
But, yeah, we were trying to figure out the river, and I know a good friend of mine, he keeps really good track of this. We're talking we might not get out catfish until June, the way it's looking. Hopefully, it's not going to be that way. Big news at Home of Economy. I read about it. I can't remember if it was social media or where it was, but I want to know about Kyle's Customs Shop at Home of Economy. What is it? Who is it? What are they going to do?
Okay, well, it's Kyle Grochow. Probably saying his name wrong. Kyle is right.
Okay.
Kyle's Customs.
Grochow?
Okay.
I know a guy. It's probably spelled the same.
Anyway, we're super happy with that. Kyle's been working on my vehicles for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, we have a few other good shops in town. But,
sure.
But, the shop that I really like has at least a month lead time before you can get in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kyle is more up to date, but he's not. You know, I don't want to speak for Kyle as far as like, no, there's no walk-ins, but a person should call Kyle if they want something done. He's been, he put fuel injection in my big limousine.
Yeah.
Which works great.
It had to have been a good, hard job.
He's doing brake work. He's actually been doing, he put a clutch in one of my snowmobiles and did some, did some body work and suspension work on it. He's done a lot of boats for me.
Dude does it all.
Yeah, he does. He does. He works on motorcycles. But his real specialty is rebuilding dashboards and the electronics and things. And
that's what caught my eye.
Yeah, he's awesome at that, and he can save people tons and tons of money. Anyway, he's an independent business. He's renting space from us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're super happy to consider him part of our team. Of course, it's a huge convenience for me because I can just drop my stuff off at work now.
Duh.
But I'm just really happy with Kyle. And I wouldn't have opened up our shop to someone else without knowing
and
what we were getting. And I'm just super happy to have Kyle and his team with us.
Well, between your small engine guy, Scotty, and now Kyle, it's going to be back the way it used to be at Home of Economy. It didn't matter what I needed done. I just pulled up to that, back door, the home of economy there, and it got done. But what caught me with Kyle's is the LCD screen replacement and working on that. And I can't remember where I read this, but I've been having trouble with my touch screen on my pickup. Mm-hmm. And the mechanic I normally go to, like you said, month to get in, he's like, try taking a can of air. You know, the canned air and just blow in all around in there. And it's like, well, to me, I don't think that's going to work. Maybe it will, but. Well,
I'd try it actually. Cause yeah. You know, that crud that settles. I mean, you look behind your dashboard, it's pretty.
Oh, I know. Disgusting. I know. Especially when you live in the country and you got, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that stuff absorbs moisture and.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, you know.
Well, maybe I will listen to it.
But I think you should call Kyle. And you didn't mention pressure washers. And you know, we still have Wayne Buckles, doing all manner of pressure washer repair, the hot water units,
yep,
and everything, overhauls and everything needed.
My pressure washer, I needed a new hose and wand for it, so I bought one and trying to take the manifold off where it screws in, I had to take that, broke the bolt off it, and it's still sitting in my shed. It's a good idea. I never even thought about that. Home of economy, I was just in there again on Sunday. You know, those dog knuckles, my dogs have those big bone, you get a 2-pack of them.
Yeah.
My dogs absolutely love them. They forget I'm even alive when I bring home a couple of those. And I got my dog food and all that stuff. But you've got the new handbill, and that comes out tomorrow, and you have got a ton of savings, a ton of things going on. Let's hop into it. All right. I mean, where do you start? 30% off Wrangler's men's Rita dress shirts. Wrangler, I love them. I wear Wrangler jeans all the time. The gloves, the socks. Where do you want to start?
Well, you know, how do you pick a spot? You
know, yeah, I mean,
there's a gun safe, $200 off.
That's huge.
You know, bird feeders, it's supposed to be bird feeder season. you know, 5,000-watt generator, $100 off. We got Bully Brew, coffees now, cups and loose grounds. I saw somebody online say it was, you know, I think he called it pretty random. But of course, the point is that we don't specialize in just one thing.
Sure,
you know, we have what you need. We have, you know, as far as we have everything you need except for groceries.
Yeah,
and you know, there's a few groceries too.
But, oh yeah, yeah.
But those are, you know, those are kind of special things. But So you know, to describe, you know, what we have, well, we if we need it, we got it.
One of the things that people are starting to get excited about, hopefully, is it is getting time for grill season. I got a lot of things going on there, especially when you look at like the King Cooker double burner camping kits. People I know right now are starting to get the campers ready. They're hoping to get into their campsite soon if they park their campers there and leave them there all winter long. But you also got 15% off all in-stock rubs and sauces. And I don't know, because I probably haven't been to every single store in the Grand Cities area, but is there a store that has more rubs, sauces, grilling supplies than Home of Economy does? Because I would find it hard to believe if there's another store that has more stuff than you guys do.
Well, I've been around, and I'm not seeing, you know, somebody might have a pretty good supply of sauces, for example, but they don't have the rubs.
Right.
Of course, we have it all, plus the accessories and the grills, the new Traeger units, the new Traeger flat top griddle. We've got really everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I mean, you can use that stuff all winter. I do.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But and the rubs, you know, the rubs and the sauces, the experimenting with that, that's, you know, a big part of the
fun. That's half the fun. Yeah.
So that's, you know, we try to be very complete. If you need it, we got it.
Sure. I'm looking at the bird feeders, 4-station copper bird feeder. Now, this time of the year, we have got a ton of snow out there. And I get a call. I talk to my mom quite often. She lives right in town at Thief River Falls, and she's got 7 deer that come into her yard every day. Mm-hmm. She fills her bird feeders for the deer. Yeah. And I know right now a lot of people are doing that because the deer are getting hungry. They haven't been able to get to the food. But it's funny. I woke up this morning, and it's that time of the year, and I know there's coyotes around. So before I let my dogs out, I'll always run around my perimeter, my area with my spotlight to make sure nothing's out there. And I saw the set of eyes, and I'm like, oh, what do we got there? There's a deer in my neighbor's corral eating hay for their horses. But they're doing what they can to eat. And yeah, even if you're trying to feed the birds, you might be feeding the deer. But now's the time to start buying and thinking about that stuff, too.
Yeah, and the birds are coming back, and they're coming back, and there's 3 feet of snow on the ground. You know, I was out last few days, saw a lot of deer moving around in the woods. They're looking for food. It's a long winter, and they can't, you know, they can't reach what they would normally be eating.
I was at my neighbor's house the other night, and I happened to be looking out towards the window. They have this, or towards the river, they have this huge window, and I saw an owl come by and land up at the tree right by us. So it was a barred owl. Now, they are called a hoot owl. I hear them all the time. I thought every critter you can imagine in northern Minnesota, I've never seen a barred owl before. I've seen the grays, I've seen the great horned, I've seen the snowies, but I've never seen a barred. And he was so close, but that was so cool. Yeah, the birds. I absolutely love the birds. You know, when you look at the home of economy, your handbills, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's gloves, safes, bird feeders, the double burner camping kit. I was showing that to Paul earlier for his camper. You've got the 5,000-watt portable generator. Another one that I really like is that speed grease gun kit. I tell you what, if you have got to grease a bunch of stuff, you get one of these because it makes all the difference in the world. And another one, I didn't notice that till now, the motor treatment. Tons of stuff just in this one alone. And we're not even talking about this one yet. You guys have put these handbills out all the time. You guys always have some kind of a sale going on. But does it seem to get a little more exciting when we're, you know, because the winter blues or the winter blahs or whatever you want to call them. But we can see spring. We can feel spring. We can sense spring. Does it kind of up everybody's hopping their step a little bit when it comes to this time of the year?
Oh, I think so. You know, certainly people start moving around more. You know, you see it on a warm, sunny day.
Yeah.
And suddenly everybody's out.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when I'm going to see the first motorcycle out. Oh, because well, you know what's going to happen soon.
I almost took one out the other day, but
oh boy, I'd be the guy that hits the one I spot in the middle of the street, another one for 10 miles.
I did that once, and that's actually what convinced me that it was probably stupid.
So, are you saying you've gotten wiser with age?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
You're stretching it a little bit there, John. Another one, very popular, Bully. I'm not a coffee drinker anymore. I used to drink a lot of it, but I hear everybody talking about Bully Brew coffee. Is it that good?
I'm not a coffee drinker.
Yeah, but, you're the same as me.
It's a local company, and you know, great people. That's what I know. But you know, coffee drinkers, they seem to like it.
Yep.
So I can't personally attest to
right.
that.
I can't. I'll be honest with you, Scott. The only time I ever drink coffee is if it's on a weekend and it's Irish, and that's about the only time I'll do it. I see you got another sale starting on April 13th, going through April 13th to May 11th. And this is the one when we start talking about grilling and all that stuff, the big Blackstone sale. I've got a Blackstone griddle, but you have got some incredible prices here on these Blackstone griddles and the accessory kits and things like that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, you know, the 17-inch griddle's $55 off. It goes up from there, 75 off on the 32, on the 22, 75 off on the 30, 79 off on the, 36, 79 off on the 28-inch griddle, you know, with a hard cover. You get a free accessory bundle with the griddles during this time, and then we have a Traeger promo at that time as well. You know, starting April 27, so there we've got $100 off on a Pro 22 and Pro 34, all the Pro, all the Pro units, and $100 off on Ironwoods. You know, the Traeger has some control over, you know, over that.
Yep.
And so these are the best deals that are out there.
You can't get any better.
No. No. And, you know, we got dollars off on pellets. And then Traeger, you know, this last year, they bought a company called Meter, who make the temperature probes.
Oh, okay.
It's a higher end, you know, temperature probe mm-hmm. for the meat. And, of course, we've got the Meter products in the store, and those are $20 off.
Wow. You know, I couldn't figure out what all the hoopla was about the Blackstone griddle when it came out, and they started getting more and more popular, and, oh, boy, I got a Blackstone. I love it. And I'm like, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal to me until I got one for my boat, I've had it in my boat numerous times but never used it in my boat because I use it all the time on the deck. I mean, it fits perfectly on the top of my smoker. On my deck, so I've got my smoker, griddle, and then the grill all right there. But those Blackstones, man, they are something, aren't they? They're nice.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. And of course, the whole outdoor cooking, it's nice to be outside. And, you know, it doesn't heat up the house, which is a nice feature. But, you know, for people that like to be outside, whether it's in your yard or out on the boat, I bought a Traeger Ranger grill for the boat, so there I've got a smoker and a built
sure.
with a little built-in griddle. But
nice.
You know, it's just great to be outside, so it enables all that.
Yeah, in fact, my garage is not attached at my house, but my neighbor's is. So actually, my Blackstone has been sitting in his garage this winter because we'll go over there and cook up in the garage. At his house, because he's got a nice heated attached garage. So that is kind of nice. But, you know, when it comes to the griddles, the grills, the confection oven, smokers, two top names, they got to be Blackstone and they got to be Traeger. I mean, I might be wrong, but I don't know anybody who has purchased either one of those two names and had a bad thing to say about them. My brother-in-law bought a Traeger 2 years ago, and I don't even like to call him anymore. Because that's all he talks about. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Either playing pool or cooking on the Traeger. But you really can't get much better quality stuff than Blackstone and Traeger.
No, and you know, everybody that has it, you know, I mean, we get compliments all the time from customers.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we do our events, and people taste that smoky meat and the low and slow cooking, and of course the Blackstone gets hot enough to sear, so it's a good accompaniment. It's a good side thing to sit next to the Traeger, because that's a little bit lower temperature operation.
Yep.
So the Blackstone is often used, you know, in the reverse sear process on the Traeger with the Traeger. But you know, we had the first time I did anything with the Blackstone, Bruce Mitchell from Swamp.
Yep.
You know, the Swamp Show.
Yep, Swamp Guys.
Yeah. He was with
or
us.
Swamp People.
Yeah, Swamp People. And he was with us, and he was getting bored because we didn't have any work for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a go, go, go all the time kind of guy. So he said, go get me some rice. He says, I'm going to make stir fry.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a nice big stir fry on the Blackstone, you know, it's just it's a lot of fun.
I still have pictures on my phone with Bruce when he was up doing the gator and all that stuff. Gosh, that was fun. But I saw something on social media, him and another guy, they were cooking up a pot of jambalaya. I mean, it was like the Headhunters pot where you see the cartoons where they're going to cook up some people for lunch, you know. And that's how big this thing was. And they were making all this jambalaya to bring to the tornado victims in Missouri. Mm-hmm. But Bruce, what a great guy. I mean, him and his wife were both just incredibly cool people, and I had a lot of fun spending better part of 2 days with those guys. I thought it was great. Bob's Bargains, they kick off again tomorrow. So weird to think that tomorrow is April 1st already. It means, is that April Fool's Day, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah, it's actually not. It's a trick.
Oh, no. Okay.
Sorry.
Here, let me do this. There. Or should I do this one? There we go.
You had a sad one.
There we go.
That's the one.
Bob's Bargains kicking off tomorrow, and they go through, it looks like, the whole month of April. Let's talk about some of these things, because a lot of the stuff you're going to see on the Bob's Bargains, it's not going to be the grills and the stuff working on your equipment. These are more of the things you'd probably use around the house.
Well, yeah, they're meant to be everyday things that, mm-hmm. that people, you know, need frequently. So paper towels, you know, $4 God. Off on the six pack of Brawny.
It's huge.
We also have some snacks there, the Cloverdale snacks, snack sticks, and you know, the 24 pack and the 3-pack. Let's see, caramel corn. That thermometer is just an outdoor thermometer to put up. But you know, when the weather changes, we start to get more interested in what the temperature is doing. Socks, you know, pretty basic, but we all need them, except for Loyola.
Hey, it's almost Croc season, so it's going to be time for me to ditch the socks soon.
Oh, God.
I just got my 12th pair.
I've never had Crocs.
I'm not kidding you, Scott. If you tried them, I bet you'd like them.
I did try them.
You didn't like them?
No.
Oh, you didn't like the way they looked, or you didn't like the way they felt?
Probably both.
Okay.
I probably wasn't paying attention to how good they felt, because I couldn't stand how I looked.
Yeah. Geez, I'd hate to have him with my tie-dye ones.
Yeah, and then we've got a handheld work light, $3 off on a real bright, good handheld work light, basically a flashlight. But
mm-hmm. You know, I'm also looking at your one flyer, getting away from the Bob's Bargains here. I didn't mean to, but we keep talking about spring being right around the corner, and it's funny because when I look at it, something like this, the new flyer, you know, it's kind of like your dream thing where it's like, okay, you can have one item on each page. What would you pick? And I start looking through, and I'm like, well, you know what? I really could use that smart sweep, but I could really use a dethatcher more. You know, and it's funny how you look through all of this stuff, but one thing now, everything is going cordless and home of economy. I mean, between Milwaukee, between all of your brands that you guys have got, DeWalt, everything's going cordless now. They're making things way better than they ever did. I mean, when they first came out with a cordless chainsaw, I'm thinking, there's no way that thing's going to last. It's not going to go over. These cordless tools are getting incredibly well built, and the battery life is just getting better and better all the time.
Yeah, and I've got steel, mm-hmm. Cordless or battery operated chainsaws, and for convenience, in the middle of the winter, and you gotta branch down, and you wanna, you know, because of the snow, mm-hmm. you know, took some trees mm-hmm. down. You won't run out onto the trail with a snowmobile. It's great because there's no issue about starting it and fueling it up. You just pop a battery in and go. We've got cordless chainsaws from Steel, DeWalt, and Milwaukee. And on all the cordless tools, we've pretty well a full line there with all, you know, what everything that all three brands mm-hmm. offer.
And you know, you got home of economy. You guys are. You cater to the farm community and the agricultural community so much. You've got your transfer pumps with the nozzles. You've got the fuel nozzles. You've got the hoses. You've got battery charges. You've got transfer tanks, batteries, and then you've got all your hitches and all of that stuff. But you guys really do cater to pretty much everybody. And we've talked about this before. It depends on which home of economy we're talking about. You might not find the same stuff here in Grand Forks as you would out in western North Dakota, but you guys basically cover pretty much everybody and what everybody does around this part of the woods or the world, don't you?
Well, that's our purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Watford City, smaller store, concentrate on the FR clothing for the more oil field country. Williston, also oil field country, but it's a bigger store, so it's got, you know, the wider selection. Not a lot of oil field work out here in Grand Forks, so.
No. Might be some oily people, but
yeah.
And I also
where's Paul?
Yeah.
Okay.
Weird. Is this a rumor or not? I thought I saw something on social media. Did Carl retire from Devil's Lake?
He did.
He did. Huh?
He did. It was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Bradley's there doing a great job already.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Bradley's been there a while, so he's not just new, but. And of course, every time somebody new comes in, they have things in mind that they think they can improve. So
sure, why not?
You try to get do things a little better every day. So
Yeah, I haven't talked to Carl since he was still living in Grand Forks. That's how long it was since I'd probably seen him. In fact, I talked to him and he said he was moving to Devil's Lake.
Oh,
it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
You know, Scott, I was going to have to talk about this. It's getting to be that time of the year. The Racer Showcase coming up, Home of Economy, April 22nd. Oh, I'm getting excited.
You're
going
to be there, right?
Oh, I'm assuming we are. Okay. Yeah, we're going to be there.
Alan's in charge, and so you never know.
Oh, he's. Alan's called me numerous times about this. He's bending my ear. I'm trying to help out because I think this is such a great event. I want to see it keep going and getting bigger and bigger. Well, if it can get any bigger and bigger, you might have to start putting all your product out in the parking lot if it does. But I think everybody's getting fired up about that because, to me, the Racer Showcase, it means spring is coming.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. You know, we get people out. We hopefully the weather is, you know, it's not still snowing.
I know, gosh.
You know, last year we had a few more people. We had the ice racer outside.
Yep.
And, you know, the most of the racers, they want to be inside.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun to let things overflow out the front door.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and especially an ice racer. Yeah. You know, those cars are outside in this stuff all the time anyway, and they're not built anything like a race car. But I went to the very last race of the year this year. I finally got down and watched the ice racing, and the guy that had his car at the showcase last year ended up being, he won the championship this year.
Mm-hmm.
What a great guy. I had him on the show on a Dirty Thursday, well, a Snurdy Thursday this winter. What a great guy. What a great group. And if you've never got to go down and see him, a bunch of the guys from the Snowmobile Club were actually there. I ran into Brian at the bar. They were all there, and they were stopped in for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually sit right in whatever the bar is. Is it the Deuce or whatever in Erskine? But I can't remember now, but you can look right out the window and watch the racing. But they're going to be there. I think the ice racer is going to be back this year. Do you know?
You know, I asked Alan to make sure that we invited him. That's what I know.
Okay. Yeah, Tim. That's going to be a good time. I am always so looking forward to that. Yeah, in fact, Alan had called me wondering what we all needed to be there. He said, we're already running out of room. So I took that as a good sign.
Yeah. No, it's the space is always an issue, and it's already filled.
Yeah.
But as far as specifically who, but we've got more snowmobile people.
Oh, good. Okay.
And, you know, we'll, as far as I know, you know, we should have the BMX people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just car racers, but
no.
That's of course kind of where it began, and that's where the focus is.
Sure. I mean, it's a racer showcase. It doesn't say car racer showcase. And there is more racing. I mean, I grew up racing snowmobiles. You're a snowmobile guy. Do you ever go watch snowmobile races, or would you rather just ride around on your own? But do you ever watch them?
No.
No?
The Winnipeg 500.
Yeah, the old school Winnipeg.
You know, I've got out there, and you know, you see them for a short period of time.
Yeah, come by.
Yeah. but, you know, I mean, my time is short.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm gonna ride, I you know, don't have much time to watch anything.
Sure. They actually used to let us out of school when I was a kid because Thief River Falls was one of the stops on that Winnipeg to St. Paul race. So they'd let us out of school, and we'd come and watch them come in. But that's it. You're watching them for 100 yards, and that's it.
As they should, though. Priorities, you know.
Right. Exactly. Priorities. About time somebody figured that one out. Anything that we didn't talk about today? I mean, I should almost rephrase that, Scott, because there's no time. You don't have enough time to talk about everything at Home of Economy.
No.
You can't do it in a half hour. You can't do it in 2 hours.
No. I think we've covered you know, the new stuff. I mean, it's especially important because Kyle's Customs is I think the thing that is different from what everything has been. You know, there's a lot of great sale items, but there always is.
Yeah, there always is. So, and you know, I feel people come up to me and ask me about stuff going on at Home of Economy all the time. It's like I'm their unofficial spokesperson. And I have been
halfway
asked,
official at least.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. I have been asked, I bet you 100 times, what's going on in their shop? And now I can answer. And now it's going to get out there because it's not just storage. It's not just a couple of guys working on pressure washers anymore. We got action going on again back there. And I think it's awesome.
I was out there and he's got two vehicles with the engines out.
Wow.
He gets pretty deep into what's going on. He also has his older operation, out at the farm.
Oh, okay.
We've told him we don't want any real long-term projects.
Sure, you don't want the same car in there for 3 weeks.
So if it's a quick job pulling the motor and putting a new one in or whatever, but he's not, if he's going to do a full overhaul, rebuild type of thing, that's elsewhere. But, a person should still come in and talk to him because they can drop vehicles off at Home of Economy, yep, or they can deliver them out to the farm themselves, whatever. But, it's really a very full service operation, as boats, motorcycles, cars.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. That's another. I mean, we need more of that around here. We really do. But what got me was with the LCD screens and stuff like that, because nobody makes cars anymore without digital everything. I mean, it seems like everything has turned to digital.
Yeah,
and everybody's afraid to kind of work on that kind of stuff. But it's good to have another place like that around.
Yeah, and just looking, what one of my friends had his dash rebuilt, and an $8,000 job was two.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Instead of taking it and having buying a new one, having it done elsewhere, Kyle saved him a ton of money.
Yep.
He does awesome work.
All right, Kyle's Custom Shop. You'll find it. It's new. It's at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. Scott, thanks for coming in. Be careful out there on the sled this weekend. I know it could be maybe the last ride, but I'm guessing not.
I'm afraid it probably is.
Yeah. Other things to do. Time to get the bike shined up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Loyola, thanks for coming. She's always the one that brings me the information.
She's quiet, though.
Yeah, she is. Well, cute, she was cute, eating earlier.
Cute and quiet.
Cute and quiet. There we go. All right, there you go. Your Home of Economy podcast. Scott Pearson with Home of Economy. Tell you what, the new flyers, the new handbills, they start tomorrow. All kinds of savings. Like he said, there's always sales going on. Check these out because they got some incredible stuff going out there. Check out Kyle's Custom Shop. And don't forget, Racer Showcase coming up April 22nd. Thank you guys for coming in. Thanks.